you're just now joining us, you've missed quite a bit. L.A. Marzulli, a researcher, author, reformed occultist into Christianity, gives him kind of both sides of the fence perspective on an unbelievable, massive topic that has been basically hidden for most of the world for thousands of years, starting to come forward. I think inevitably is having to come forward. We're talking to, of course, L.A. Marzulli. His new film is On the Trail of Nephilim. It's episodic. There's going to be 4 episodes. The first 2 are out. The Mysterious Mound Builders. We're talking about that. We're talking about his great research, his years of research, what they found out. All over the world, these giants, these Nephilim, these connections to the Bible, the satanic Lucifer, whatever you want to say, a lot is going on that we have not been told about. Something certainly is going on. Before the break, L.A., I mentioned the Book of Enoch. You quickly made a comment about it. Maybe flesh it out just a little bit. We hear about the Book of Enoch quite a bit. It's quoted in the Bible, but it's not included in the King James Bible. But a lot of this information comes from there. The importance of the Book of Enoch and why it should be considered by Christians.
It's Enoch 1 that you would consider, number one. Number two, at least read it and appreciate its historicity the way you would read Josephus. But I feel that if you were going to keep one book or try to keep one book out, that's the book you would keep out, because it makes it very clear as what is going on, that these angels who came down and sinned on Mount Hermon in the days of Jared, they took an oath. And that's the basis of another book that I'm actually co-authoring with Mark Kahn, which will be out probably in the fall, about this, the idea of a second incursion, multiple incursions. I mean, it amplifies the Genesis 6 narrative. So if you were going to keep one book away from people to really let them know what's going on, that's the book you would fight tooth and nail to keep out of the hands of any Bible-believing Christian. And you would do that because it shows you, it shows the reader exactly what is going on. That there is a seed war, which goes back to Genesis 3:15, which I've already established in the first half hour, and it's ongoing. I mean, it is ongoing. And unless a person understands that, they don't understand what's happening in modernity, what's happening right under our noses today. So the Book of Enoch should be at least read, appreciate its historicity, understand that it's quoted, according to my friend Doug Hamp, at least 70 times in the Tanakh. An entire paragraph is quoted in the Book of Jude. So we can quibble over this till the cows come home. The bottom line is, why is it found in the Tanakh? Why is Jude quoting it, for crying out loud? Why is Jude quoting it? And of course, Jude is part of our scripture. So, okay, I'm not going to argue about, candidacy to become and included in the canon. It went in and out of favor. It basically fell off the face of the earth until R.H. Charles discovered it in the 19th century and translated it. So I think it's very important for us to read it. It was also found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So it's an amplification. It's a window into the seed war that we learn about and read about in Genesis 3:15.
You mentioned your involvement in the cult, your research in the cult before you found your Lord, found God, found Jesus, the conversion that you had. What does the occult, what is that group, what do they think of these mound builders, these Nephilim, these giants? Was there any talk of any of this from that perspective?
Absolutely. In fact, the third film, Secrets of the Supernatural, Voices from the Other Side, we delve into the Mayan elders with their 13 crystal skulls coming to America and opening up the gateways and performing ceremonies at all these sites. That's in 2011, right before the so-called harmonic convergence nonsense of 2012, where nothing happened at all. Yawn. But that's what they did, and we have film of that, and we have Chief Joseph Riverwind, who's in all the films so far, weigh in on that and discuss the Mayan elders. I mean, why is the Mayan elders coming up here with their goofy 13 crystal skulls and performing ceremonies? They know what these are. They know what these gateways are. The Christian church, not so much. Most of the churches in Ohio have no idea of what they're surrounded with. None. They have no idea that these were strongholds. The Great Serpent Mound, stronghold, Nephilim architecture. It's mind-boggling.
All right, let me interject right there. You mentioned Crystal Skull. Of course, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the movie, and the Crystal Skull kind of talks about this. Repeat what you're saying here. I don't want to get confused or get lost on that. You're saying Mayan elders in the last decade or so repeated a ceremony or use, explain that.
The Mayan elders came up to the Serpent Mound in Cahokia and also other places throughout the Americas and perform ceremonies at these gateways, at these mounds, to basically charge them up, to recharge them up. We have film of it. They're all standing there and they're all chanting. You got about 1,000 people doing that, and it'll charge the atmosphere. They know who it is that they serve. And remember, in order to become a shaman, and I've spoken to people on the Navajo reservation. One of them was Jim Etzetti, who became a pastor. He was part of the tribe and he was studying to become a shaman. And, in order to become that, in order to get the power, you have to kill a family member, and he couldn't do that. So he ran away. Yeah. He ran away and became an alcoholic and ran from God, ran from the tribe, ran from everything. And he finally found the Lord, became a pastor. And he told me point blank, one-on-one, that's what you have to do. So I don't know about the Mayan elders, but I would say that the same kind of nonsense is going on there. But, there's a price. There's a price to pay to gain the power in the satanic world. And that price is some sort of human sacrifice and the spilling of blood. The life is in the blood, and that's what these people do.
You mentioned gateways. I mean, what you just said, I got questions about that too. LA, I could talk to you for probably about 11 or 12 hours, but we only got about 45 more minutes. Gateways. So are you saying that these mounds, you mentioned the Serpent Mound, is that in Ohio? I can't remember from the video. Was that in Ohio, the one in Ohio, or where is the Serpent Mound?
Yeah, the Serpent Mound is in Ohio, near Peebles, Ohio. I've been there 3 different times. Highly charged area. I would suggest that if anyone wants to visit it, pray up like crazy, and then pray afterwards that nothing would transfer. When we were there on the spring equinox of 2018 last year, there was a coven of witches working their nonsense. So, I mean, they know
what
it is. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They know.
Hold on. Yeah. Now I know from the video, and your video is the Mysterious Mound Builders episode one on the Trail of Nephilim. Okay, what I have watched, there's a huge serpent mound. It's pretty dramatic. It's pretty, it's quite a spectacle. It's quite a spectacle. And the way the tail goes and the head goes, it points to certain celestial points, like summer solstice or different points. What is so important about those specific dates? Why are the witches there to do certain rituals on those dates? Why do those dates matter to them, anyway?
These dates matter a lot in the occult world, the world of Wicca, the world of warlocks, the world of the occult. I mean, these dates are high dates, and they celebrate them. And they worship, the gods who were, and obviously when I say gods, this is fallen angel stuff, but they go to these sites to get the power to open the gateways. And these sites are highly charged, and they go there on these days because this is when the veil is thin and they can contact and bring in the demonic. There used to be an altar at the Serpent Mound and also a pillar. And we know where the pillar is. And we're actually actively engaged in trying to get permission from using our archaeologists to go down and extract the pillar. It's 60 feet below the Serpent Mound. Someone pushed it over. And we want to see if there's writing on it or if there's any tool markings or just what might be on it that's been hidden for probably 100 years, maybe longer. Who knows? These are highly charged sites.
There's a subtle comment in the video talking about the Serpent Mound, how when you're even there's a ladder or a platform erected so you can see the Serpent Mound a little better. You still really can't see the head. And there's a subtle comment. I picked up on it. And I want to ask you about it. The narrator makes a comment. Well, you can't see this even well from this platform, and certainly the people of this time would not have been able to see the whole thing. You can only see its magnificence or its grandeur from up high, from the prince of the air. He just hung that comment out there, but didn't say any more about it. So the prince of the air, does this have to do with the prince of the air? Who is the prince of the air? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, this is exactly. Our mission statement is to expose the deception of the prince of the power of the air and to herald the return of the king, Jesus. And so what we're doing is exposing a deception by showing people that the only way you can really appreciate what this effigy in dirt, which is very, very long, the only way you can appreciate it is a couple of hundred feet in the air. In a helicopter, or we flew the drone over it, or a plane, that's when you can see it. Who is the prince of the power of the air? You can't see it when you're on the ground. You have no idea what it's looking at. And we came up with a completely different paradigm than archaeologists did, because they're not, once again, this is proof that unless a person embraces the biblical prophetic narrative, they can't get to the truth, in my opinion. Now, you know, other people will completely and vehemently disagree with that. Oh, that's so narrow-minded. Well, if the Bible is true, and the God of the Bible is real, and he's really the real God, guess what? We can depend on it, we can walk in it, and he settles the matter for us. Genesis 3:15 talks about the serpent and the egg, the seed of the woman. That serpent mound in Peebles, Ohio, near Peebles, Ohio, it shows the act, the serpent is in the act of swallowing an egg. New Agers will try to tell us, oh, the serpent is giving birth to the egg, and the egg denotes wisdom. Nonsense. That's not what's going on here. The serpent may denote wisdom, but that wisdom always comes with a price. Yes, he has knowledge, but that knowledge is luciferic. It's satanic in its origin. It comes from the prince of the power of the air. And that serpent mound, the iconography that's there, deliberately shows that serpent in the act of swallowing, trying to destroy the egg, which hails us back to Genesis 3:15.
Wow. This is quite a story. In the 16th century, or maybe somewhere around there, I don't even know, maybe even earlier, the Catholic Church or other people began to see these heightened spots. These spots were mounted all over Central, South America, North America, and they'd basically destroy them, or then they'd put Catholic Church up right on them. So a lot of these things were lost. Explain that dynamic.
Well, it's twofold. Part of it is with the Catholic Church and the conquistadors and the whole deal coming in, and they go to these sacred groves or sacred places, so-called sacred places, but they're places of pagan worship, many cases human sacrifice, and they'll tear down the pagan altars or whatever and construct the Catholic Church. It's our God's bigger than your God. This is the deal. But there's also another dynamic here, which is sort of veiled. They know that these places are highly charged and power places. And when you start getting in to what the Catholic Church does, and I realize I'm not trying to bash on the Catholic Church, but there are some dynamics there which I find extremely troubling. And, you know, that's, again, the 3-hour conversation. But they know what these sites are, what happened there. Places like Chichen Itza, which shows the serpent at the equinoxes and solstices, the serpent seems to sliver down the pyramid, and at the base of the pyramid is this huge serpent head. It's always the serpent. It's always the serpent, the dragon. That's what it is. And that serpent iconography is present throughout cultures all over the world. An archaeologist will try to explain it as, well, the serpent is just, you know, like the spider, and they're just using these these motifs to express something. Nonsense. What the shamans and their so-called holy men, which are not holy at all, by the way, are in contact with the Luciferian hierarchy. They're in contact with the satanic hierarchy. They are engaged, literally engaged in the demonic through shamanic rituals like ayahuasca or other takings or sweat lodges. All that stuff opens people up to the demonic. Same thing with yoga. It opens up a person to the demonic. Yeah, you can get stuff. Yes, you can get so-called enlightenment. But what are you really getting? And what's really happening through that? I experienced it. I was on the other side of the aisle for 15 years, for crying out loud. I had all that stuff. And it never deals with the core issue, which is what Christianity and what Jesus came to deal with, and that is man's sin nature. And Jesus came literally to die for all the sins of all humanity, past, present, and future. And so when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, that account is wiped clean. But that's only the part of the deal. The part of the deal which most people never mention is the Spirit of a living God ignites the Spirit within us, because we're spirit beings. And we are then indwelled by the Spirit of the living God, and our spirits become quickened, alive, to the Spirit of a living God. And that's why it says we walk in accordance with the things of the Spirit, not with the things of the flesh. So it's just remarkable that Christianity has been sort of, you know, maligned and looked at and laughed at by New Agers because they have no idea what it really does and how incredible it is to walk in the power of the Spirit of a living God.
You mentioned yoga and, you know, a lot of our audience, you know, my wife does yoga or really stretches, you know, does stretching, things like that. What you're talking about, and you saw it from your experience, explain this a little further, that the practice of yoga, the really, you know, when you get into it at a very higher level, not just stretching, we're not talking about stretching, we're talking about the practice and all that ascension. You're talking about ascending on an occultish type level, almost a Luciferian level, correct? You correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely. Look, I've seen Mahatmas. Mahatma means a holy man. I've seen Mahatmas bilocate right in front of my eyes, literally right in front of my eyes, go from right next to me to 50 yards, 75 yards down the beach, and then turn around and look and smile. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've seen that. I've actually seen it. You can't do yoga. There is no such thing as Christian yoga. And when you're stretching, you are performing the rituals that the initiates use. And eventually it opens you up to the demonic. And, you know, there is no such, this is what I mean. Christian yoga. Are you flipping kidding me? This is the nonsense that's come into the church and now your wife is doing it. You know, there's other ways to stretch besides, you know, doing the Christian, so-called Christian yoga thing. And women have come up to me and, well, you know, we're just stretching, Ole. You are performing.
These are positions, energetic positions from thousands of years that mean something.
Exactly.
They lead you to something. So it's not just stretching. It's something different than stretching.
No. They are designed to open up the initiate to the, basically, you know, the Hindus won't tell you that. You know, let's say to the other realms and to the gods and all this stuff. It's opening you up to the
fascinating. Back to gateways. We've seen the CERN Collider, the Hadron Collider at CERN.
Yes.
It leads us to believe that they're trying to open gateways. We're talking about these certain energetic places where Mayans are bringing the crystal skulls. We're seeing witches at certain locations at certain times of year. I mean, what are they? Are they just trying to usher in this energetic change and opening up gate? What are they doing? Is that the big plan?
They are trying to initiate a Luciferian hierarchy and have that Luciferian hierarchy manifest on this planet. Nothing is different. Remember the days of Noah. Noah was still alive when Nimrod and the crew were constructing Babel, the high place, the tower, to do what? To bring the old ones back in, to bring the fallen angels back in. And this is, it's another 3-hour conversation because what's happening at the Tower of Babel is often just overlooked, and something is going on there which is absolutely has profound implications for the world that we live in. And reaching into modernity, into today's world.
Well, what did go on at the Tower of Babel? I mean, we know the story from the Bible, but what did go on at Babel?
First of all, there's a little scripture that says they built with brick instead of stone. Why is that there? We see the megalithic stones all throughout the ancient world, specifically like in places like Sacsayhuamán, Ollantaytambo, where these stones are fitted together so well that you can, you know, can you do it with diamond saws and lasers today? Yeah, good luck. But at what price? And yet it's there. That wall at Sacsayhuamán, Steve Quayle and Tim Alberino and I, we all agree that this is more than likely pre-flood. So all this is happening. But after the flood, the fallen angels are no longer here. They have no longer access the way they had in the days of Noah. The Tower of Babel is to open that gateway, open the portal, and allow these entities in. I believe, as I think Tom Horn will agree with me on this, that Nimrod becomes Geborim through ritualistic sex magic. Aleister Crowley, in modernity, practiced ritualistic sex magic. Every Wicca or adherent of Wicca or warlock, many of them in the higher ups, will be practicing ritualistic sex magic. The Mayan elders, when you actually read the book by Hunbatsman, who's passed away a couple of years ago, they talk about ritualistic sex magic. It's everywhere. And this is what happened in the days of Nimrod, and it's what's happening now.
Is this why we're seeing this LGBT curriculum in our schools? We're sexualizing children. We're the abuse is just absolutely rampant. I mean, you got to watch your children like a hawk. Is this kind of signs of all this going on at the same time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole transgender thing is, in my opinion, total deception, right? It's been orchestrated in Hell's Kitchen, and the architects of the Luciferian hierarchy have drawn this up. When you go back into the ancient world, this was common. The androgyny, the mixing of the sexes like this. So it's happening. And now what we see is, we know from the, people, oh, you're just a biblical Bible thumper LA, this is ridiculous. Where's the tolerance? Where's the tolerance? Arr! Well, where's the tolerance for my 5-year-old who has to be subjected to your son who thinks he's a girl? Why do we have to bow to that? So it, the whole thing.
Well, why do we? Let me put that to you. Why do we? Why do Christians put up with this? This makes me so angry. We got to learn a lesson from Muslims in Britain, where the Muslims got together, took all their children out of school until they changed the curriculum. Why do we have to learn from a group of Muslims across the pond? Where are the churches to make a stand on these type of things? It infuriates me.
Well, I'm glad to see you're passionate about it, because so am I. It's absolutely the height of absurdity. And now we have trans athletes, men competing with women. You can take all the hormones you want. The bottom line is this, that if you died and you were buried, and about 1,000 years from now, someone dug you up and they looked at you, and you're dressed in women's clothes, but they do DNA, your DNA would come up male. That's it. The DNA doesn't lie. And this whole thing is just a farce. It's an absolute farce. And unless the church is starting to stand up in some places, look at in places in the South where they're standing up against the abortion clinic. Immediately Hollywood, well, we're not going to film in your state. Well, guess what? We're not going to buy your stupid movie.
What's happening. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. There's the music. Yes. And Hollywood is tanking right now. Tanking. And I think they've gone too far. Well, let's talk about that on the other side. And disclosure. I think this is vitally important. L.A., man, this is good. LAMarzulli.net. LAMarzulli.net is his website. On the Trail of the Nephilim. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
I'd like to encourage people to go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. We don't get checks from George Soros. We don't get checks from the United Nations. We don't get checks from CERN or whoever. We don't get them. We get them from you. And this keeps us independent. Independent media, independent voices, people like LA be able to come on and say what they want to say and express their opinions. That's what we do because you buy these products to help you. You need us. We need you. This is your show. Ladies and gentlemen, you give the power to the Power Hour, and we in return work our butts off to bring you the best information and the most empowering information possible. 10% off clay, the bentonite clay. Perrier was on yesterday. Great interview. The pound and 4 pound sizes, silver botanical, the best natural deodorant. We have Strauss Heart Drops, of course. We have Cardio Miracle. We have 20% off on a couple closeout items. We have some protein powder. Please take advantage of if you so incline. Thank you so much for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. And, support us over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Getting back to L.A., this is a fascinating discussion, and it's so deep, and, an hour and a half only whets your appetite. The video that you've produced, there's going to be four in total, on the trail of the Nephilim, the mysterious mound builders, and then the math of the mound builders. Talk a little bit about the math of the mound builders. In the video that I saw, you mentioned pi, uh-huh. Pythagorean theorem was found. I mean, these are not just somebody putting dirt together. They have very high-level knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming from somewhere. But I think you mentioned, I just want to make it clear, there's no end in sight. We're working on, the third one will be released in July. The fourth one, probably early September, and there's no end. We're going to do 5.
Just keep 10, going. Okay. 15, I didn't know that.
Because there's so much information. We already have a backlog of material so I can't get to everything. So, we're trying to do 4 films, 5 films a year if we can, more, depending on the editing, we'll see. But the bottom line is the second film was Mathematical Mysteries of the Mound Builders. And we sit down with Dorothy Isley, who's a professor of mathematics. She looks at the Octagon Mound in Ohio. Now, if I gave you a blank sheet of paper and a ruler, and I said, draw an octagon here, you'd be hard-pressed to do it. Be really hard-pressed to do it because you need a protractor. You need to be able to measure the angles, okay? You've got to measure the angles so that you don't have an octagon. To draw a complex octagon where the sides are unequal, now you're off the charts. It's one thing to do it on paper with a protractor and a ruler and a pencil, okay? I get that. It's another thing to make an earthen glyph that's so large, it's like over 30 acres, all right? I've stood in it.
Wow.
I've stood in it. It's one thing to do that, and you're looking at this thing, and you're going, oh, my gosh. And once again, you can only see it from the air. When you're down inside the octagon, you know it's something, but you're not really sure what it is. You get the drone 800 feet up. I flew the drone, and we could barely get the whole thing in.
Wow. Now, in the biblical story, the Garden of Eden, you know, the serpent tempts Eve and says, you shall not die, but you shall know good from evil. You shall have knowledge. You shall be as the gods. The great sales pitch of Lucifer is, you worship me, I will give you knowledge. I will give you information. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, there's always that you know, quid pro quo. And, you know, you do this, and if you just will worship me or you just do this, then you'll be as God or you whatever. There's always a price to pay. So the advanced mathematics that is embedded in the octagon mound and in the circle mound, we are talking, this is where our Dorothy Isley, the math professor, came in. This is trigonometry. It's trigonometry. Native Americans did not have trigonometry. They did not have tools to survey. And this is what cracks me up. It's like standing right in front of everybody, okay? It's like right there. You can't dismiss it. It's right there. And yet it's not, people look at it and they don't know what it is and they're not sure how it works. But archaeologists will look at it and they know that it's something is going on here and they won't admit it.
This is a very grand topic. I mean, this is so big. This is so, I mean, it's big as the Bible. It's big as the universe, the good and evil. I mean, the yin and the yang, our whole spiritual destiny seems to be on the line in this discussion about simple mounds. I mean, that's how big this is. This video is fantastic, at least what I've seen of it so far. It's awesome. What's the best way people can get the video, L.A.?
Just go to the website, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. And by the way, I think I said 30 acres for the octagon mass, 20 acres.
Okay, very good. I want to go back. We're going to talk about disclosure in a second. You mentioned abortion, the shift in, really the shift in New York, and then the shift in the South, Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, you know, some of those places. We're seeing a shift on abortion both ways, a polarization of it. Russ Dizdar, you mentioned him. He was on at one point, and we've had former Luciferian, former Satanists on, talked about abortion in terms of abortion is one, and pedophilia are really the two spiritual hooks that Satanists and Luciferians use to get their hooks in the United States of America. That's what they said. Not me. That's what they said. But you see people in these states that are pushing back on this and are reversing Roe versus Wade and are coming back from this. Does this give you hope? Does this, I mean, what comes to your mind when you see this?
In my film, or in the new book, UFO Disclosure, the 70-year cover-up exposed, I talk about that we have reached an unparalleled, unprecedented time in history. And, you know, people wonder, well, why don't we see God working? What's going on here? You know, I pray and nothing happens. Well, and this, I've gotten a lot of flack from this, and I'll say it on your show, that when you have 1.5 billion abortions worldwide since Roe v. Wade.
Oh, my God.
1.5 billion since Roe v. Wade. You don't think there's supernatural spiritual implications? You don't think that it created a dome, an iron dome over the entire planet? That's exactly why we see the lawlessness and everything else emerging. The church doesn't push back nearly hard enough. There are some states which are pushing back. Abortion is a Luciferic blood sacrifice, whether a person understands or the doctor understands what they are doing.
Stop right there. Pause right there, L.A. You are on that side, at least in some degree. You do research on this. I want to clarify this for everybody. You know, obviously women, they're in situations and they're making choices, whatever. But on a broader scale, please repeat that and clarify that, what abortion is on that scale.
If you were to take 1.5 billion people, to give you an idea, and eliminate, you would eliminate everybody in Canada, the United States, Central America, and all of South America. There'd be nobody left in those places. There'd be nobody left. You could walk from Tierra del Fuego to Nome, Alaska, and would never see anybody. 1.5 billion folks.
Wow.
And the church dithers and sleeps, and will the men come forward and collect the morning offering? Now, there are good pastors and there are great churches out there that are pushing back and have pushed back. Bully for them. But we need to come together. This is it. We wonder why nothing happens. We wonder why we don't see God work. We wonder why there's sickness and everything else. 1.5 billion? Most people, and I show this on my show, I actually got from a pathologist what it looks like when you rip a baby apart in a mother's womb. And that's what they do. They either burn them or they rip them apart. They pull them apart. And I showed the picture of a disembodied a baby, which was the limbs just pulled apart. And I challenge anybody to defend that. Anybody to defend that. How can you stand and defend that and say that that's not human?
Well, if it's not a human, if it's not human, they wouldn't be harvesting organs from them. That's what I say. Then why are you harvesting organs?
There you go.
We got about 15 minutes or so left. One of the topics I was just fascinated talking to you this morning was this idea of disclosure and the kind of you mentioned the rungs of a ladder of disclosure. Give us a little history about that, and it's kind of centering in Tucker Carlson. So go ahead. Fascinating.
Yeah, and I will do that, but I have to make one more correction again to myself. I'm sort of bad with numbers sometimes, so I have to really look at them. Some numbers stick in my head and they're there. Others I have to, what was it again? Okay. And it's actually better because I looked it up while we were talking. The Octagon Earthworks enclose 50 acres, 50 acres. The Octagon Earthwork has 8 walls, 550 feet long, 50 acres. You can fit the Great Pyramid inside that thing. So yeah. So I just want to make that clear. That when you're in there, you're 50 acres, you don't know what you're looking at. You get 800 feet above it. Oh my gosh, it's an octagon. How was that done?
Great question.
We are looking at the fingerprints of a supernatural. This is Nephilim architecture, fallen angel technology, in my opinion. So Tucker Carlson in 2017, he opens up the segment. It's the last segment of his show. And he says, you know, people who look at UFOs used to be thought of as fringe people wearing tinfoil hats. Well, maybe we should rethink this. I'm paraphrasing here. Maybe they shouldn't be thought of that way at all. Our next guest is Commander David Fravor, who's a former F-18 pilot with, you know, the Service of Distinction, 20 years in the force or whatever it is. And, so Fravor comes on and, this guy's an unknown. No one knows who David Fravor is. He doesn't have a book. He doesn't have a DVD for sale. And he comes on Tucker Carlson's show. And so it's a triptych. It's Tucker on one side of the screen, Fravor in the middle, Commander Fravor in the middle, and to the right, they're showing, which at one time was classified footage of a UFO. And they talk about this thing, and Fravor tells how he was dispatched, that they have been tracking these things for like a week or two, and he's finally dispatched. They see this thing, and they close in on it, and this tic-tac-shaped object moves like a bullet out of a gun. I'm quoting David Fravor. That's how fast this thing moves. And it's gone. And like in a blink of a couple of seconds, it's gone. Can't see it anymore. Tucker Carlson asks him right on live TV, Fox News. This isn't George Norrie. And I love George, but this isn't Coast to Coast. This is Fox News, a bastion of Christian conservative news reporting, right? So he asked Tucker Carlson asked David Fravor, what do you think this was? And Fravor goes, well, first of all, it's nothing anybody's building here. And Tucker presses them on it. What do you think it was? And Fravor looks right at the camera and says, whatever it was not of this world. That's disclosure. That's disclosure. Since then, in 2017, we have had people on Fox News come on the record. Nick Pope, for one. I think he's been on two or three times. And others. Talking about the reality of the UFO phenomenon. That's disclosure. We just had another, that was the first rung of a ladder. 2 weeks ago, Luis Elizondo appeared on Tucker Carlson. And in my opinion, it was a scripted conversation. Tucker asked him, and he asked it twice in different, slightly different ways the second time. But he asked Luis Elizondo, in your opinion, does the United States government have wreckage from a crashed UFO? And Luis Elizondo says yes, like that. Tucker Carlson asked again, are you saying that the United States government has in their possession debris from crashed UFOs? And then Luis Elizondo pretends he's like a little uncomfortable. Then he goes, well, my NDA, my non-disclosure agreement, prevents me from saying anything about it. But the short answer is yes. Guess what, Mr. Elizondo? You know and I know, with all due respect, sir, that even by answering yes, you just violated your NDA. So you're there because the powers that be have allowed you to be there. You're the spokesperson, in my opinion. And that's conjecture on my part. I could be way off. But I'm not way off with the fact that the second rung of a ladder is United States government has wreckage from downed UFOs.
Now, just to be clear, interjecting here, Luis Elizondo was the former UFO Pentagon chief, or who was he? I believe that's true.
Yeah, he was part of an organization called ATIP, and they came together to study the phenomenon and try to figure out what was going on.
So he would know. The point being, this guy would know. He would
correct.
Be able to answer that question.
He's an insider. Yeah.
Okay. Why is this happening now? Here in the last 2 or 3 years?
Because it's disclosure. Because they're bringing it out. Because this is the coming great deception. Because the springboard of it is the Darwinian paradigm, which says that everything just evolved over millions and billions of years. There is no God. There is no supernatural. There is no prophecy. Jesus is never going to come back. That we were actually seeded here by a race of advanced extraterrestrials, that they manipulated our genetic information, that they jump-started the world's civilizations and governments and religions. And now at this critical juncture, they, E.T., are going to usher us into a golden age. This is what they're saying. This is the coming great deception, a phrase I coined way back in the 90s. This is the coming great deception. The Bible calls it, God sends them strong delusion. I turned that phrase and created the coming great deception, which is now repeated on websites all over the place. Great. Bully for the people who are repeating it. Hallelujah. Let's get the word out. They are rolling it out to see, first of all, what the church does. Second of all, what the American people do. My blog today actually took a quote that Elizondo, was one of his speeches about disclosure, saying that they are not holy, they are not evil. Well, Mr. Elizondo, with all due respect, sir, how do you know that? How can you make a statement
great, great
like
question.
That?
Yeah, great question.
You can't make a statement like that with any intellectual honesty at all. So, I'm holding his feet to the fire.
Let me describe something to me, or add your opinion or what you know or what have you. I see the deep state, this group, whatever you want to call it, working for these Luciferian players, whatever you want to call that. They have certain contingency plan for what's going on. If they're not able to control people, if people break out from this plan, you're seeing, especially in America, you're seeing Christians, you're seeing movement in a certain direction, back towards freedom, back towards the Declaration of Independence, back towards our divinity that God has given to us, and connecting with that. You're seeing that. One of the major contingencies, I agree with you from what I've studied, is this concept of, oh, God and Jesus don't exist. That's a mirage. That's a fairy tale. It was really aliens that came and created you. Aliens are our God. They're going to come give you technology. They'll heal you. You got cancer? These aliens are going to come and heal you of cancer. They're going to create peace. All you got to do is give your will, give your whatever over to them. They're going to create peace. They're going to save us from these wars. They're going to, we don't need this anymore. They'll solve all our problems for us. Is that kind of what's happening here?
This is the coming great deception. That's exactly what they will say. And there will be a reveal. How do I know that? Because they're finally, after decades, they're finally trotting the information out. We had disclosure in 2017. It's been ongoing. The second rung of the ladder was
What is next, then? What's the next disclosure?
I don't have a crystal ball, but I actually wrote about the second rung of the ladder. I said, so they're going to trot out somebody who will start telling us that things like Roswell was real. Now, he didn't come out and say that Roswell was real, correct? But when asked by Tucker Carlson, does the United States government have debris from a crashed UFO, Elizondo says yes. So that's to my point, that's the second rung of a ladder. The third rung of a ladder, in my opinion, they will roll out pictures. Now, they can be pictures of downed UFOs. They can be pictures of retrieved so-called ET bodies. They can be a picture of heads of state or video, heads of state meeting with ET. But that's the next thing, in my opinion. That's the next thing. And the reason why I say this is because they were already on the second rung of a ladder. The church hasn't blinked, and the American people are completely ambivalent about it for the most part. So they're just, well, no one's saying it. It's not War of the Worlds anymore, is it? We've conditioned them well. Bring them on. That's where it's headed, folks.
So you're saying basically as they've pushed forward with even, you know, Hollywood films, I mentioned the Raiders of the Lost, the Ark film, Close Encounters. I mean, there's a whole line of films basically with this narrative that you're saying. America, the world has not resisted this at all. That's fine. We haven't shown any kind of outrage about it. So they're just going to keep going forward. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes. You remember when Obama, under the Obama administration, the Supreme Court just woke up one morning and declared that gay marriage was now the law of the land. I mean, that's judicial fiat, which is completely against our Constitution, by the way. And no one did anything. The media didn't blink. The Christian church, I mean, I thought for sure that this would coalesce the church. Nothing. Now, there were pastors who railed against that. I get that. But there was no one coalesced and formed a movement. Nothing happened with that. It took a clerk and some, I think it was North Carolina or South Carolina, who said, no, I'm not going to give you a marriage.
Kentucky. Yeah, it was Kentucky.
Yeah. Wherever it was, Kentucky. And this woman stood up and said, we're not doing
that. She's a hero.
Bully for her. Bully for her. Hallelujah.
Yeah, she's a hero. You can't make me do that. You cannot make me do something that I disagree. No matter where you are on this issue, you're trying to make somebody do something? Come on. Give me a break. Why isn't the church more, or let me phrase it this way. Do you think the church, I mean, I know that's a general, almost ambiguous word sometimes, but the Christian church, do you think that as time goes on, that they will unite and stand for something to help prevent some of these things happening?
I would sure hope so. Again, there's some really good pastors out there, many of them, but there's no movement. Nothing is coalescing. And we need to stand up and rail and shout loud and clear that abortion is murder. I mean, look at Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, who's constantly banging that drum. You know, marriage is between one woman and one man. And we're at the point where, Governor Newsom said, oh, the Republican Party's going to wind up in the dustbin of history.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. May I point out to you, sir, with all due respect, that the 30 or 40 years of liberal policies in California has created that state is now a poster stamp, as Tucker Carlson once said days ago, for this is the third world country right here in California. That's what we have in California. Way to go, sir. Way to go. And, you know, Governor Brown's complicit in that, too.
I see this, and I can kind of see, I'm not justifying it, but I can kind of see how Christians, they get busy with their lives, they get just focused, well, just turn the other cheek, just worry about your congregation, blah, blah, blah. They don't see this big picture. See, that's why I think this video is very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very important video. This isn't just, hey, let's look at some archaeology and stuff like that. It's so much bigger than that. On the Trail of the Nephilim, you can get at lamarzulli.net. Really, I mean that. But I can see how Christians kind of get caught up in all that. They don't see the big picture. You tell me if you agree, disagree, comments. I think the two big issues that Christians need to get on, I mean, they need to get on this like a horse and whip this horse until it bleeds, is abortion and this whole LGBT curriculum and polluting the minds of our children. To me, if you better be ready, I mean, to go nuts over these two issues. Your thoughts?
I'm right there with you. Those are huge. The fact that, here's the deal. You can't bring a pastor in to talk about the Ten Commandments. Oh, that's violating church and state. Oh my gosh, somebody might actually learn something. But it's okay. It's fine to bring a drag queen.
Oh my God.
Completely dressed up and read Drag Queen Story Hour in first graders. That's okay somehow. Somehow we're going to do that. We want to give the kids diversity. Have we lost our minds as a country? You see, where all this goes is this, that there is a divide. This divide is growing larger and larger and larger. I'm a nationalist, but the left-wing media tells me that being a nationalist is somehow wrong, that being for a closed border is somehow, you know, that you can't do that. That's wrong. I'm homophobic if I don't believe in gay marriage. I'm Islamophobic if I say, if I challenge someone like Tlaib. Well, where's your allegiance to? Is it to the Constitution or is it to the Quran? Where is it? You know, and it better be to the Constitution first and not anything else, because otherwise you shouldn't hold public office. Believe what you want to believe. You know, I mean, how many churches in France have been torched in the last year? Wake up, America. Wake up, America. So there's many issues. That's, and of course, if I say that, I'm an Islamophobe. So, I mean,
I'm to the point, LA, I'm to the point, you know, people say that I'm an Islamophobe, I'm a homo. I don't care. You call me whatever you want. I'm to that point. I'm so angry about this, and I can see this so clearly where I don't care. You can call me. I don't give a damn what you call me. I'm not putting up with this. I'm rejecting your culture. I'm rejecting your social justice. I am rejecting all of it. I don't want any of it.
And here's where it may go to, and I wrote several blogs about it, and I've talked about it. At some point, there's pushback. So we see with the Antifa movement, they're already pushing back.
Yes. They're serious.
People. Yeah, you wear a MAGA hat, you get punched in the face by the idiot out. I think it was UC, a university.
Santa Barbara.
It was in California, my old state. So at some point in time, people have had enough. And the country may divide because we're not doing this anymore. We're not going to follow. You can legislate everything you want. We're tired of paying the higher taxes. We're tired of the LGBTQ nonsense. So it's coming down.
There's the music. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we talk about all the time. I hope people get this connection. The Declaration of Independence is not just a political document. It is a divine connection between you and your endowment, between you and your inheritance and your history and your Christian history. You're endowed by your Creator with these rights, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not life, liberty, and the right to an abortion. It doesn't say
there
that. L.A. Marzulli, it's a pleasure. Please come on again when the next video is out, next month or whenever. Come on again soon.
Love to. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, everybody. George is going to fill in tomorrow. I'll be back at the end of the week. Really pray, especially 9 o'clock every day, we're going to pray for the bring down of the deep state and the rise of truth and justice. God bless you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.